Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Andy Amrine, he knows the answer next. Guy, when we want to find out what's going on in the hardware industry, because that really is a reflection of what people need. And joining us, Andy Amrine from EV True Value. Andy, good morning. But I understand you are directly affected by the storm as well.
Yeah, good morning, Larry. Yeah, I have a house in Ohio on Tappan Lake, and just my go-to place to relax on Sundays. And you know, we had an 80-mile-per-hour wind. They are saying it actually was a funnel that went behind my house and up the street. My house and a few of my neighbors are on. And we lost over 100 trees. I need a new roof, lost the air conditioning unit behind my house. The propane tank was smashed, you know, electrical meter socket, mast, and so forth, ripped off the house. So, you know, we went down, cleaned it up, tarped the roof, and we move on. So, you know, it happens.
Yeah, but it's talking to Marty, and he shared, you know, I'm sorry about that. Unfortunately, no one hurt, but that's...
Absolutely. That's all that counts. So, helped the neighbors patch their roofs on Wednesday night and did mine on Thursday, and life moves on.
That said, the demand for generators...
It's a big game.
Yeah, obviously, when you have a massive storm like this in many people's lives, unprecedented in its widespread effect, generators are in great demand. Talk us through the process.
You know, they are. And, you know, generators are a tough subject. You know, we rent and sell generators. And I would say by 7 o'clock yesterday morning, we were out of everything in the way of generators. And the problem, if you want to call it the problem with generators, that people own their portable generators, I'll start with that. They never think of it until they need it.
Right.
And with the fuel, the ethanol that's in the fuel, how it really is destructive to small engines, the majority of people that had generators and had them sitting in sheds and garages couldn't get them started. Because of the fuel and the bad carburetor. So sitting in my mechanic's shop right now, we probably have 40 generators that won't start. And same with chainsaws that people couldn't get started. And a generator is something that do you really need to own, except once every 4 or 5 years where your power is out for a day or two. It's one thing if you have medical issues or underlying issues that you have to have standby power. And you know that the portable generators are tough. Now, a whole house generator, they're amazing, but then you're looking at spending $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, and they run through and test themselves every month, so they're working when you need it. That's a totally different item than a portable generator. But a portable generator, gasoline engine, they have to sit outside and you run extension cords through your window and plug in what it is you need. So you plug in that lift chair or you plug in that oxygen tanks or you plug in your refrigerator. But you got to, if it's portable, then you got to dig it out of your shed or garage, take it to where you need it, make sure it starts, have the fuel and everything else. And it's a tough call for portable generators. Now, if you're a camper or sportsman and you're using it all the time, or you're a contractor where you're running tools on it all the time, that's once again a totally different conversation than just that homeowner that needs it once every 5 years, and you got a 99% chance it's not going to start when you need it. So they're
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Their generators are a really, really tough commodity, to say the least. But on the flip side, the other things that we went through a whole bunch of yesterday were lamp oil. We sell a plumber's candles that you do for luminaries and in pumpkins. And so we went through, 4,000 little candles yesterday. I should say Wednesday night more than, or Tuesday night more than, join the day yesterday. But flashlights, flashlight batteries, emergency radios, so everyone could still listen to KDK. There's emergency radio. And these are things that are nice to have and for when you need them. And, having spare packs of batteries, a pack of batteries lasts 4 or 5 years just sitting in your drawer in your closet. The trick is finding where you put it when you bought it ahead of time, because, I'm sure people rip their closets and, junk drawers apart trying to find it. But, your flashlights, if you left the batteries in it, are, were they dead? But it absolutely was a crazy day yesterday. Wow. Unfortunately, a lot of tarps for the roof damage, but a lot of chains for chainsaws, a lot of the fuel for the two-cycle engines for chainsaws and so forth. My staff was very, very busy. Normal day, 400 customers. We had about 800 customers yesterday.
Wow.
And so it was a crazy day, but we're glad we're always, I've been here 50 years, so I've gone through a lot of storms. And it was a beautiful day yesterday, so it was, the sun shining, blue sky, but the aftermath of the wind could be pretty devastating, that's for sure.
Andy, what do you say about the backup power supplies that can be recharged with solar panels, the little ones that you could set out like in the driveway?
I think they're great. I think more people, if they're looking to have a standby generator that they want it to work, having that battery unit with the solar recharging panel on it, I've been intrigued by them for many years. I have tested a couple of them. They're small, but to do just that one thing or the two things, I have no issues with them at all. It's actually something I had been planning on getting into, and I never did. So I think yesterday pushed me to the point that I'm going to have to actually look into having some of those available for emergencies like that, because then you're into something that doesn't have need gasoline, doesn't have to, it's always going to start for you as long as you remember to keep those batteries charged. And, it's not going to run your furnace or air conditioner. So as long as you understand that, it's going to do, it'll do a refrigerator. It'll do some lights, but they're not going to be powerful enough to run your whole house.
Andy, appreciate the time, especially knowing you're busy. Oh. And thank you, partner.
All right. It's always a pleasure, Larry.
Andy Emrine, EV True Value. 800 people in one,
amazing
neighborhood True Value hardware
store. It's nice to have a local business in your neighborhood you can count on.
Yes.
When you need it like that.
And Andy's a guy, you ask him questions, he's straight out. He gives you his, unbiased opinion based on his experience. Like, hey, here's what I've experienced. Here's what you need to know.